Is it not fascinating that the Holy Ghost himself is transferred when hands are laid on people? You saw that already in Acts chapter 19. When Paul laid hands on them, the Bible said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 19 verse 6. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Number four, what is the benefit of laying on of hands? It imparts spiritual gifts. The nine gifts of the Spirit can be imparted when hands are laid. In 2 Timothy 1 6, it says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. So healing can be transferred. The ability to heal the sick, the ability to prophesy, the ability to work miracles, the ability to operate in faith can be transferred. I went to see one of the patriarchs. The way these elders pray, they know something. You know, when an elder is praying, he prays from the wealth of his experience with God. When a young preacher is praying, he prays from his revelation of scripture. Kneel down before a young preacher, he will quote 20 scriptures because that's his power. But when an elder is praying, he prays from the riches of his walk with God. The man looked at me and he laid hands on me. He said, from now, sicknesses will respond to you when you talk. My God. He said, I bring you into places where you will hear what men don't hear. Ah! Where are those places? He knows there. He has entered there before. And I can tell, that thing happened, and coincidentally, after that prayer, I got married. I didn't have time to go for meetings. I know some favors come during marriage. In fact, that was the reason I met that man. After that period, as I left my wedding and went for a meeting, I think it was Maiduguri or Sokoto, I forgot it. I entered meeting. I was talking. The next day I looked. I just knew that somebody was sitting on the second row who had pain on the left part of his breast. I checked myself. I said, come out of your senses. What are you in your brain? I now wanted to test it. I said, is somebody feeling so? Manko paraga. Velege, velege, velege. I kept preaching. I was looking around. I now heard the spirit realm is real. If you have not entered, you have not entered. Don't fake it. Wait and enter. I now heard somebody has a broken leg on the right side of the hall. I said, this one heavy. I walked. I said, you know, when you start with a lot of humility. Is somebody here with, did your leg break somewhere? Maybe you fell or an accident. Is there anybody who want to, let's just trust God. Somebody stood up. Are you sure? He said, yes. Check. He said, when I left that meeting, I knew that they had added another badge. The next meeting I went for, I walked like an apostle. Manta, cover. I was teaching and I told them, don't worry, I will take 30 minutes to teach. When I finish, I will operate in the spirit. When I finish, I will operate in the spirit. Dimensions have come. And when I finished teaching, I now stood and started worshiping. Manda cabra cato. I was just worshiping. When I was worshiping, see, if it has come, it has come. Mangro pacto fragada. The first place I gave that word was where pastors were teaching. I said, on this second row. No, not the third. One, two. Hey, yeah. Precision. On this second row, there's a woman sitting. You now know it's a woman. There is, as I talk, the power hit her. I said, I told you, wait, I don't want to go too high today, but I told them, wait. Let's keep it calm. It's tomorrow we'll do revival. Today I just want to stir the waters. Now, any vocabulary, you have the liberty. I just want to test them. I was now moving. I now started moving like a spiritual man. I walk into the congregation. I stood somewhere and I stood there for some time. As I was scanning, a word came. I now turned to the right. I said, Kai, there's somebody here. Your left ear, there's a challenge. You are hearing sound. The guy shouted. I said, come, don't worry. Malako. At that point, you walk like a cherubim. If you don't receive these things, you will suffer. See, these last meetings I went for, when I finished preaching in London, I was tired. But the next day, I had to be in Leicester. that morning, I was so tired. My eyes were literally swollen because I didn't sleep enough. When I entered Leicester, I was talking. I was tired. In fact, it looked like I was gisting because there was no physical energy. People were yawning. I said, God of mercy, what am I doing here? When I finished preaching, and I told them to stand up, God will touch some people now. Oh God. See, you need some graces. You know why Paul said, I long to see you, that I may impart unto you spiritual graces. Sir, my teaching for 1 hour, 20 minutes was boring. Even me, I felt it. But when I stood up, the last 5 minutes, I looked at them, I stood. I said, on this third row here, who is the woman there that had an accident 6 months ago? Your right leg is broken. The woman started shouting. People stood up and shook themselves. What's happening here? They stood. As they were standing, I said, no, wait a minute. I was just pointing different directions in the building and telling them the thing. Before you know, the place exploded. I now carried my hanky. I said, I want to release a commandment in the spirit. I just want to give a commandment. And the way the Holy Ghost will also inspire you with utterances. I said, I want to write a commandment in the spirit over this place. As I stood, the moment I spoke, the place exploded. Over 15 people shout. They were packing them. I just told the pastor, God bless you. I have to run. I have a plane to catch. Thank you. Everybody was running. God, I was moving. The man told me, he said, when you talk, spirits and things will respond to you. I left that meeting and went to Edinburgh. That evening, I was to minister. Still tired. I came in and God dropped a message in my spirit. I shared the message very casually. When I finished, I stood up again. You know, now it is a weapon in your quiver. You can remove it and wield it. You wield it. I moved round. I said, here. I gave somebody. Here, before you know, everywhere exploded. The other guy, I said, Kai, somebody is by my left, near that speaker. You know, the precision one, even me, I enjoy it. I said, there's somebody by the speaker there. Your leg is broken. The guy now stood up with crutch. I said, I didn't know it was this serious. Come. Because the beauty is that if God shows you, it will happen. When he came, I said, give me. Walk. Before I know, the guy started. People started shouting. If you don't receive gift, you will not be established. I say, I long to see you, that I may impart. So when hands are being laid on people, this is what you should be thinking. Which dimension am I receiving? Which gift am I receiving? Because if you don't make demand, you can't take. The word is katalambano. You take it. The man avails himself by laying. You collect.
Thank you for watching this video. We trust you have been tremendously blessed. To get more messages by Apostle Michael Oropo, kindly join our Telegram channel by following the link on your screen. Your life will never remain the same. God bless you.